One learns from anthropology, Kaplan argues, that the religion of the savage, remember, anthropology is dealing with the very ancient world, the religion of the savage is nothing more than the sublimation or projection of the wants of his tribe. In other words, if we study ancient cultures, primitive cultures, savage cultures, we see that the essence of religion is group emotion. Now, believe me, if you were to study anthropology, which many of you have, you know that there are other theories of religion based upon the individual, not necessarily upon the group. But Kaplan found this wonderful theory useful to him for his own purposes, and therefore immediately grabbed onto it. The essence of religion, as we see in the ancient world, is group emotion. There is a connection between group and religion. You can't have religion without group, without collective. Remember, we are trying to establish why we need a collective Jewish identity as opposed to just being me, being the individual. Kaplan concludes, therefore, that only as a member of society one comes to know God. The function of God, to put it another way, is to hallow the national will. Now, of course, how does one do that? Is this scientific? That's really a question which we're going to ask throughout this entire lecture on Kaplan. To reach this conclusion, you must assume the following: that primitive religion is typical religion, and that it can serve to measure other societies, including our own contemporary society. Now, that may be quite a leap. You recall that science, and of course social science as well, anthropology, is primarily a descriptive discipline. Where we're going here is very interesting. We're making two leaps. One is to argue that what was typical of a primitive savage thousands of years ago is typical of our own generation. So the first leap is chronological. How we take a model which is very, very old and apply it to a situation is very new. The second leap is how we transform a descriptive discipline into a prescriptive one. In other words, to argue that what is typical is good, is something that we should prescribe, that we should follow. In other words, what the primitive savage did is ideal, is the model that we should establish for our own generation. In other words, the assumption that descriptive anthropology can construct a science of human behavior for our own times. It is natural. Being natural means it is desirable for religions to constitute themselves as folk religions. All right, here is the leap that Kaplan is going to make. Every time we have religion in our own society, it must be within the framework of a social construction called a community, a people. And that people hallows the religious ideology. Religion naturally, not supernaturally, but naturally develops in every human society in this way. And therefore, it is desirable that in the present situation that we live in the 1920s or 1930s of America, we should allow religion to develop in the same way as each tribe developed its own religion in ancient times. Now, if you think this sounds horribly difficult to impose on every society, and if he's speaking only about Judaism, what about every other nation? You have to appreciate the lengths to which Kaplan tried to take this idea. Together with his colleague Ira Eisenstein, he wrote for the Thanksgiving holiday a book of prayers for the American collective, which all Americans could pray together on Thanksgiving. In other words, he was trying to find also a linkage not only between individual Jews and their religiosity together shaped within a group experience, but also to speak about the American group experience on some level, creating a common American religion. Not totally, of course, but at least in the case of a holiday like Thanksgiving, where Jews, Christians, Muslims, everyone could settle, we could pray together, could create their own ritual that was common to all. It was necessary, therefore, to create a liturgy which expressed this intimate connection between folk and religion. Of course, what is coming is a full justification then of Judaism. Judaism, as he calls it, and this is the title of his most famous book, Judaism as a Civilization.